Which blessing is to be said on chocolate-covered fruits and nuts and the like? Does one say a bracha on the chocolate and exempt the filling, whether the filling be a hadama or a ha'etz blessing? Or does one say a bracha on the filling, either ha'etz or hadama, depending on what it is, and exempt with that blessing the shahakal on the chocolate? Or should one say two blessings? So this is quite a challenging question that many people have when they try to eat chocolate-covered fruits and nuts and the like, and often after the deliberation, the chocolate is already melted by the time they decide which bracha to make. So we're going to try to clarify this once and for all. What exactly is the bracha on such a product? So before we begin the detailed law regarding this specific case, let's just give a general introduction to the laws of Iker and Tefel, to what bracha should be said when one has a main food and a secondary food being eaten together. So as you know, the Mishnah Maseches Brachas 44a gives us the great rule in Birchas Hanenin that whenever you have an ikar and a tafel, a main food and a secondary food, you say a blessing on the ikar, and with it you exempt the tafel. And so is recorded in the Shulchan Aruch, the Machaber 212 Alacha 1, in the Alter Rebbe's Shulchan Aruch 212.1, and in the Seder Birchas Hanenin chapter 3 Alacha 1. And there is no one who argues on this ruling. The Alter Rebbe there in the Shulchan Aruch and in Seder Birchas Hanenin and likewise the Machaber all emphasize that this law that the Iker food exempts the Tefel food applies even if the foods were not mixed together, but simply you're just eating them together. Now, what does one do in a case that one's main intent is on both foods? There is no Iker and Tefel. There's an Iker and an Iker. So in such a case, we have a concept to follow the majority ingredient. However, in truth, the Poskim explained that we only follow the majority ingredient in a case that the two foods were mixed together to the point that they're not individually recognizable or were cooked together. But if they weren't cooked together and they're just sitting on top of each other, each individually recognizable, then you have to say a blessing on both, as the rule of Iker, Paita, the Tefel doesn't apply, as there is no Iker and Tefel. And in such a case, we don't follow the majority. The majority does not create the definition of Iker in such a case, and only in the case that they were cooked together or mixed to the point that they have become one single item, that we say that if you don't know which is the Iker, then follow the majority. So is clearly ruled in the Alter Rebbe Seder Birchas Hanenin in chapter 7, Alacha 19, in Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch 202.13, 202.23, 204.17, and likewise follows the ruling of the Magen Avraham in 168.30. With all that information now said, let us now go and discuss our specific case of chocolate-covered nuts and the like. What is considered the Iker and which is considered the Tefel? That should seemingly solve our problem of what blessing should be said. So we find that the Poskim actually debate this matter. Some Poskim rule that whenever you have a chocolate or sugar-coated fruit or nut, then the main intent is always on the filling on the fruit or nut, and the chocolate or sugar coating is the secondary. And therefore you should always say ha'etz, or if it's, let's say, a peanut, then say adama, and with it you exempt the chocolate. So rules the Knesset HaGdeila, the El Yerabo, the Mishnah Brura, the Prima Godim, and of Paiske Dereinu, so rules the Sheva Talevi, and others. Practically, one should say a blessing of ha'etz or hadama, depending on the filling, and not say a shahakal on the chocolate. Other Poskim, however, say no, that by chocolate-covered fruits and nuts, the main intent is on the chocolate. And therefore, the chocolate's the Iker, and the filling fruit or nut is the Tefel. And therefore, one should say only shahakal, and exempt with the shahakal, the inner filling. So writes the Ben Ishchai Pinchas, Halacha 15, that so is the custom of the Baghdad community. So rules the Ber Maisha 1:7 LaHalacha. So rules the Ur LeTzion regarding if it is a thick layer of chocolate. And so can be derived from the ruling of the Mechaber in 168:8, the one who's eating jam with thin crackers only says a bracha on the jam, as the crackers are only there so he does not get his hands dirty. A third approach says that in truth, chocolate covered, coated nuts and fruits do not contain an Iker and a Tefel, but an Iker and an Iker. Both of them are the main intent, and therefore you need to say a blessing of Shahakal on the chocolate and a blessing of Eitz or Adama on the filling, depending on what it is. So writes the Yosef Eimet, so writes the Ben Ishchai above, in the name of his father, that he would separate the coating from the almond and say a bracha on the almond first and then on the sugar. So rules the Igris Maisha in Chelek Gimel, Tshuva 31, that one's intent is certainly on both, and therefore one should say two blessings, one of Shahakal on the chocolate, and then the blessing on the inner filling, either her eitz or hadama. And so can likewise be understood from the ruling of the Magen Avraham 168.5 and the Alter Rebbe 204.17 that in jam-covered cherries, one should say a bracha of ha'etz on the cherries and a shahakal on the jam. Other pesukim of today even suggest that you should, in truth, you should follow the majority ingredient. And whatever's the majority, if it's the chocolate, then say shahakal, and if it's only a thin layer of chocolate, and the majority is the fruit, or not, then you should say ha'etz or hadama. Practically, however, we already explained above that we negate the following of majority in such a case, being that chocolate-coated nuts and fruits do not go through a cooking process and are rather coated simply with the melted chocolate and are not cooked together. Practically, what do we do? We're more confused now than we began. We've stated an opinion for every possible solution. So what do we do? So practically, the suggested approach is as follows. You, the consumer, what is your personal intent upon eating this? If your personal intent is mainly on the fruit or nuts, such as it's a very thin layer of chocolate, then say only ha'etz or hadama, depending on what the filling is. If, however, it's a thick layer of chocolate and your main intent is on the chocolate, or even if it's a thin layer but your main intent is on the chocolate and you're only swallowing the fruit because you don't want to do baltashkas and throw it out, then say shahakal. That's your main intent. Now, if your main intent is on both, then say shahakal on the chocolate, and after eating some chocolate, say ha'etz or hadama on the fruit, or not. The Gris Moshe writes, and in such a case, when you say shahakal on the chocolate, have explicitly in mind that you're not intending to exempt the fruit that's inside. Furthermore, he writes that if you have another ha'etz adama food available, then say that blessing first, and only then say shahakal on the chocolate. Now, what does a person do if he says, I'm really not sure. I have no idea which is my main intent, the chocolate, the filling. I'm still confused. So even here, we have a solution. In such a case that you're not sure what your intent is, separate the chocolate from the filling and say first a blessing on the filling and then a blessing on the chocolate. You're not eating them together. You escape the issue. Another solution, simply say shahakol and ha'etz adam and adam on a separate foods. Or a third solution, say shahakol on the chocolate and have explicitly in mind to exempt the fruit. And in such a case, it's for certain that you're not eating the fruit without a bracha. So to summarize, when you're eating chocolate-coated nuts and fruits, we follow your personal main intent. If your main intent is the chocolate, say shahakal. If your main intent is the fruit, say ha'etz or adama, depending on the filling. If your main intent is both, then say both blessings. If you're not sure, then separate the chocolate from the fruit and say both blessings, or simply say shahakal the chocolate and have explicitly in mind to exempt the fruit. All the above is regarding chocolate-coated fruits and nuts. However, chocolate bars that contain pieces of rice and rice or nuts, everyone agrees a shahakal, as certainly that is the main intent, and not the rice or the nuts. Likewise, the Shevet Halevi points out that in the event that your main intent is the nut or fruit, and you end up sucking the chocolate, nonetheless, it does not change the blessing. The blessing only remains as a ha'etz or adama, as the chocolate is considered tuffel, even if you suck it on its own before you chew on the fruit.